John Jessop.
On the line is my guest, Mal Pope. Hiya, Mal.
Good afternoon, John. How are you, all right?
Hey, good on you, mate. Yeah, I'm fine. What about you? Whereabouts are you?
I'm in a little place called the Mumbles, which is not just outside Swansea, overlooking
okay.
the water. I can hear the seagulls crying in the background. So, yeah, I'm by the seaside.
Good weather. Good weather. Yeah, good weather.
It's okay. It's Wales.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah.
It's fantastic.
Well, you most probably know Liverpool like the back of your hand, Mal. We've got 24 degrees and we've got sunshine and, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Palm trees are blowing in the wind, I know.
I tell you now, we're looking out of our penthouse studio window now, right over the Albert Dock. It's just a dream, mate.
Fantastic. Living the dream.
Yeah, living the dream. Hey, you've been living the dream since you were about 13, haven't you, mate?
Sometimes a dream, sometimes a nightmare, John, to be honest. Yeah, the dream started early on. I sent a tape to I started writing songs when I was about 9 years old.
Right.
And I recorded them on my dad's tape recorder, and my older brother's friend said, you should send them to John Peel on Radio 1.
Yes.
Now, this is true, because I was only 12 years old at the time.
Yes.
I didn't know who John Peel was, because his show was past my bedtime.
Yes.
Anyway, I found his address, sent this tape that I recorded on my dad's tape recorder. I think they were horrified when they got the letter, but they... They found an old tape recorder to play them, and I think they just were enamoured by this strange story, this strange kid. And they asked me to do a session. I mean, John was fantastic. John Peel was terrific.
Yeah.
And 6 weeks later, Elton John phoned the house and gave me a record contract. And since then, life's never been quite the same, John. It's never
no.
been quite the same.
No, no. And, you know, it's nice to have somebody, you know, one's passed on now. John's passed on now, but Elton John's still with us. And is the contact still there, Mal?
Well, he's coming down to Swansea to do a gig next year, so I'm hoping to see him for that. I mean, the thing is, you know, he's incredibly generous with his time.
Yes.
And trying to support new talent. You know, he's done it all. He's supporting John Grant at the moment, which is great to see. Totally different music, but you can see that Elton just loves music. I used to go and stay at his house, and he had this record collection, which was, I mean, a second to none. You know, you could say, oh, can you play some the gospel artist, Andre Crouch? And he'd go down the corridor and go, which one do you want? Do you want the live in Albert Hall? It's, you know, it's everything. And I think he used to buy two copies of every album, so you could have one in America and one in Britain.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, he was great. John Peel was fantastic. And anybody who went on his show, I think, would have had the same experience. He championed you, you know? He told all his friends to listen to the program. And there were two record companies that were interested in signing me, apparently. And John said, look, we know Elton John. He's part of our friendship group. He said, we should sign him. There is another company, just to let you know, they're called, we think they're a bit fly by night. I don't know how long they'll last. They're called Virgin. so I could be one of the first signs to Virgin instead of Rocket. But there you go. Sliding doors.
Yeah. So you're a Virgin instead of a Rocket Man.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I'm definitely a Rocky Man now, I tell you. Four kids, grandchildren, the whole lot.
But I mean, you've crammed so much in, haven't you, Mal? You know, you're not shy. You work in radio as well. You've done vids, but you've come up with this great, great song. And I was saying to Adrian, the moment I put it on, I mean, I compare everybody with different people, you know. And as soon as I put this song on, I'm racking my brain and I'm going, you know, I know this. And then eventually, on the third play, I went, Paddy McAloon, Crimson right. Red album,
oh.
the best jewel thief in the world.
Right.
And that's the song that reminds me of, reminds me of what you've done. I still think about you.
Oh, I love Paddy McAloon and Prefab Sprout and all that. You know,
yeah.
There's been so many great songwriters, maybe who don't get the recognition they deserve, but that was a great band, and I love Paddy. You know, I grew up in the 70s. You know, those are my golden years.
Yes.
I was working with some of the greatest musicians and producers in the world. My producer was a guy called Gus Dudgeon.
Oh, yeah,
who produced Space Oddity.
Yes.
Produced all of Elton's albums. You know,
yeah.
When I fell asleep once in a session, John. We stayed late because they had these tapes coming in from America. I just wanted to go. I was tired out. You know, cream crack it. And we had to wait for these tapes because they were coming from New York. It was Elton John and John Lennon from Madison Square Garden. And Gus Dudgeon wanted to sort of start mixing them that night. I fell asleep at the back of the studio on the sofa. I mean, John Lennon and Elton John. So, you know, I learned from the masters of that music from the 70s. And I always hark back to that. But obviously, you've got to try and stay current, don't you? So it's really a tip of the hat to those, that music of Philadelphia, the strings, the brass, you know, the congas, and but hopefully it has a 2021 feel as well, because there's no point in, I mean, I say I'm retro, but I haven't changed, John. It's just the world's changed around me.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the genre of you, of your music, Mal, is it, you know, are you a soul man? Are you a Motown man, or are you a a 70s and 80s boy minus of the soul and Motown in those eras?
Yeah. Well, you know, the funny thing is, I suppose because I was such a big influence on me, he's got a similar love. You know, he made those records with Tom Bell.
Yeah.
Are You Ready for Love?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Philadelphia Freedom. I mean, that's when I sort of knew the production team really well, knew Elton.
Yeah.
You know, they went to Gene Page, the guy who did the strings for Barry White, to get that authentic Philadelphia sound.
Yes.
And I've always loved that. And the chance, you know, it's been difficult in lockdown. I made this record without seeing any of my bands. Instead of going to Philadelphia, I went to a place called Astragan Lice, John. My arranger lives in Astragan Lice, and he does great straight. He's a bit younger than me, so I had to send him some stuff. I wanted to sound like this. And he went, oh, okay, I can do that. And hopefully he's got close with the strings and the brass, and the rest of the band added their bits as well. So hopefully he's captured the sound of the band. And you know, we're still making... We love making music. What else are we going to do with our age? We're not going to change now, are we?
No, you're not. No, no. I mean, I always say that there was a great band that came out in 1967, and in the year 2016, I think, they recorded their first album. and the band's name was Mabel Greer's Toy Shop.
Right. I don't know them.
In that band... You had about four different people who eventually collated and formed the band Yes.
That's not bad, is it?
That's not bad at all, mate, no. But now we've got this single, man. You know, now we've got this single, I Still Think About You. Is there like an EP following, or is there an album in the offing?
Well, the thing, it's like every musician you're going to talk to over the next 3 months, we've all got triple albums ready to go, because we've been writing like mad during lockdown.
Yes.
I've got the next one lined up. It's all about with summer being over. Then I've got a Christmas one. You know, I'm trying to think ahead. You know, obviously I might not make it, John, my age, but I'm trying to think ahead. I got a gig, John. I've got the first gig in 2 years. I'm playing at the Grand Pavilion in Porthcawl.
Wow.
I've got to perform behind a plastic sheet.
Yes.
I'm playing the real people. So maybe it's starting to open up at long last.
You're playing with the real people?
I'd love to play with the real thing. No, and there'll be real people in this hall.
Oh, right. I was going to say, we had the real people, the band, the real people. We had them in here with Billy Butler about a month ago.
Oh, right. No, we couldn't afford them. It's me on my own, John. It's me on, I'm cheap, I'm reasonable, and I will turn up on time.
When are you coming to Liverpool, Mal?
Oh, as soon as. You know, I've got a lot of good friends up there. Nasher from Frank He Goes to Hollywood. Because he's moved back now, isn't he?
Yes, he has. Nasher's moved back here, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good lad. A lot of the people from Tin Star, you know, so...
Yes.
Ruapelli. So we've got a lot of good... I mean, I do love Liverpool. It's on the streets and you can feel it. It's a bit like walking through Memphis.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same vibe, I think. It's got that. The music and the atmosphere comes off the street. The people are so funny. I love them. So it'd be nice to come back sooner rather than later.
Well, listen, you try and get up as soon as you can, Mal, because and come visit in our station and do a little song for us.
Fantastic. I'll hold you to that, John.
Hey, listen, I'm a Scouse lad. I don't break a promise. You just come and see us and bring your guitar, whatever you want to bring with you, and do a couple of sessions for us.
Thank you, man. Thanks. And thanks for your support. Thanks for playing the record.
Hey, listen, this is a brilliant, brilliant song, mate. But check out that album I've just told you about, Paddy McAloon, Crimson Red.
Thanks.
The biggest jewel thief in the world. And you'd swear it was Mal Pope all over, but it's brilliant, mate. So is this.
I'm online now. Bye.
Thanks for your time, mate. Bye-bye.
John Jessop. The music you know. The city you love. This is Liverpool Live.